Canadian bishops from the Atlantic region conclude their ad limina visit to Rome and the Vatican Tuesday. The Canadian territory is so vast that the country's bishops visit Rome in four separate groups every 5 years. The bishops meet with the Pope and Curia to discuss the challenges they are facing in their region and ways to face them. Well, after reading the reports the Episcopal Assembly had prepared for him, Pope Benedict met with the bishops at the weekend to offer his perspective on the issues they raised. Catherine Smybert takes a look.
Dear Brother Bishops,
speaking to the bishops gathered in the Vatican Library, the Holy Father noted Canada's proud heritage, steeped in rich social diversity, but he added Canada today is suffering from the pervasive effects of secularism.
Faced with the many social ills and moral ambiguities which follow in the wake of a secularist ideology, Canadians look to you to be men of hope, preaching and teaching with passion the splendor of the truth of Christ, educating consciences and teaching the authentic dignity of the person and human society.
Here the Pope highlights what he describes as the dramatic symptoms of this secularism, such as a plummeting birth rate.
This disturbing testimony to uncertainty and fear, even if not always conscious, is in stark contrast with the definitive experience of true love, which by its nature is marked by trust, seeks the good of the beloved, and looks to the eternal.
Responding directly to the reports the bishops had presented to him, Pope Benedict commented on the serious steps being taken by them for pastoral renewal.
I understand that with aging clergy and many isolated communities, the challenges are great. Yet, if the Church is going to satisfy the thirst of men and women for truth and authentic values upon which to build their lives, no effort can be spared in finding effective pastoral initiatives to make Jesus Christ known.
The Pope especially underlined the importance of catechists.
Teaching the faith cannot be reduced to a mere transmission of things or words, or even of a body of abstract truths.
One of the visiting Canadian bishops is Archbishop André Richard of Moncton. He echoed the determination of his bishops' conference to better present the Gospels to their contemporary nation.
Faith in our country was up to now a matter of family. Faith transmission was a family affair. This is changing at present, and therefore the new evangelization relates to people in terms of awareness of the sense of life, the meaning of life, and the direction of life, in the face mainly of justice against the evils of social ills. Social justice, in the eyes of the Canadian Church, relates mainly to home issues such as equity in salary for women in particular, and also for the native peoples of our country. The Canadian Church is one of the sole voices that militate for justice to the indigenous population, which is the poorest in our country. And therefore, we make frequent calls to our government to attend to the pressing needs of these populations. As far as immigration is concerned, in our particular Atlantic area, immigration is low because of the low rate of employment. Everybody goes out somewhere else into central Canada. However, as a national church, we do make representations to our government so that immigration laws will be widened in order to admit particularly refugees and people who live poorly in their own country. We make that known to our government very often. I think the effect of our contact with His Holiness Benedict XVI will have the effect of sort of making us feel more solidarity with our Supreme Pontiff, and in his mission particularly of reassuring or reaffirming his brothers in faith. And that's our expectation.
Archbishop Brendan O'Brien of St. John's had this to say about the Pope's speech to Canadian bishops.
In his address, the Holy Father helped us very much to continue the work that we are doing, especially in evangelization, with our families and with the young people. Because in this area of Atlantic Canada, we do not have very many Catholic schools. And so it is important that we do this work in our parishes with our people. And so this was very important to hear. The Holy Father mentioned in particular of promoting a culture of vocations, that is to say, promoting the vocation of each Christian. But also, as we mentioned and as he mentioned, we have an aging clergy, and therefore it is very important that we promote vocations to the priesthood and to religious life. We have had many questions in Canada recently, always, of course, the question of abortion and the rights of to life, but also we have had the question in Canada in the last year or so of same-sex unions, and therefore the bishops and others in Canada have been working very hard to try to promote a true vision of marriage and the family. It's always a pleasure for us, as I say, to come to Rome. This was the first time that most of the bishops have met the new Pope, and so he was very gracious with us, and we enjoyed our visit very much.
Archbishop Marc Ouellet of Quebec says Canada must be inflamed by a new sense of evangelization that reaches out to embrace people of all faiths.
I think it's very important because, you know, the church is not only local churches. The Catholic Church is not only the conglomeration of different little churches independent, no? It's a large family. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We are all son and daughter of God. So it's very important to take conscience in a way that we are not alone. And even if we have to take care of our people in our diocese, we have to be in line also, in relation with all the other dioceses of the world, because the Christ is the Savior of all the humanity. And as a Christian, as a Catholic, I'm the brother and I'm the sisters of everyone on the earth, and especially those who suffered to be put out of the church, who are rejected, who are underdogs on the society, the poor, the all those who are not accepted easily in their society. We have to be very careful of those people because they are very dear to the heart of Jesus Christ.
Pope Benedict has repeatedly called on the world community to not forget Africa, to bring that continent's poor and hungry to the heart of Jesus, offering solidarity and ensuring that every child goes to bed at night without a hungry belly.
I think in Canada we are not maybe enough aware of the situation of Africa. Africa is the continent who suffered a lot of poverty, a lot of difficulties to get out of trouble, to get out of their situation, economic situation, who are very low, and we have to increase the help. So, in a way, our church tried to obtain from the government more subsidies, more money to help those people there. And we also try to we cannot send so many missionaries as we have done in the past. But I think it's important to increase the interest of the population because, in a way, it's a big silence in my country, especially, and I think in the United States it's the same, about the true situation of Africa. And I think it's very important to put in at the conscience of everyone the situation of the brothers and sisters of Africa who suffered poverty and need to be helped. So Radio Vatican should continue to give us a lot of news from Africa.
Archbishop Marc Ouellet of Quebec, Canada.